America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
Well, I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome?
Hour number two, Friday edition of the show, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. If you're just joining us in this hour of the show, we've been discussing the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg today, passed away 87. She died of cancer, surrounded by her family. And again, as I said in the first hour, our thoughts and prayers are definitely with her family. I know this is a difficult time when you lose a loved one. However, it does pose the political question, what happens next? What goes on? We've been discussing that. We've been debating it. You know, will the left flip out? Is the left going to try to put a kibosh? Well, of course, so far, Joe Biden has already made a statement and stated that President Trump needs to wait for after the election for a replacement. And of course, Joe Biden is going to say that. Why would he say something, in favor of this president? Look, elections have consequences. I've said that. President Trump is, in fact, the president. He has a presidential duty, responsibility, and the right to nominate a justice under his watch. It's just real simple. In fact, this just came in as well. Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, just pledged that the Senate will vote on Ginsburg's replacement before the election. That's what he's saying. So there is already going to be some political problems. Nancy Pelosi's made a statement as well. In fact, she wrote somewhat of a tweet. And I will just preface what she said. She said, we must honor Justice Ginsburg's trailblazing career and safeguard her powerful legacy by ensuring that the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court upholds her commitment to equality, opportunity, and justice for all. Also calling for a vote after the election. My question is to you, friends, what say you? You know, what happens now? Does the president, in fact, move forward with the nomination process? And if he does, who does he nominate? I mean, he's thrown some pretty good names out there. A couple in particular is, you know, Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton. But he has a short list of some potential. So does it now need to be someone that's more moderate to appease the Democrats, to appease Susan Collins, who I believe is going to give him problems? She's up for reelection. Ben Sasse out of Nebraska, he's never been a Trump supporter, really. I mean, let's be intellectually honest. I mean, he can pose a problem and put the kibosh on this. Mitt Romney, you know, without a shadow of a doubt, is going to put the kibosh on this because that's Willard for you. So it's not easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I mean, we could have some serious problems. And is it a woman of color? Are we going to have Black Lives Matter and Antifa start calling for a woman of color? A woman needs to replace Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. You're going to have all of this being screamed in the next few days. But as it stands, the Senate is controlled by Republicans. Mitch McConnell, again, just pledging moments ago that the Senate, in fact, will vote on Ginsburg's replacement. In fact, producer Nate just put this on my desk, that Joe Biden has also stated that a replacement should be picked after the elections, of course. Of course. He said that the people pick the president and the president picks the justices. So what he's trying to say is that the election's 46 days away, and therefore the people chose a president and will choose a president in 46 days, thus allowing that president to make a decision for the justice. Do you agree with that? I mean, do you agree with that logic of Joe Biden that, hey, look, we've got an election in 46 days. The people will vote for that president. even though Michigan now has made and extended their mail-in ballots by 2 weeks. I told you it was coming. Pennsylvania yesterday said, well, we're extending it by 3 days. That means you can vote 3 days after the fact, after the election. Well, Michigan just today said, you got 2 weeks, baby. So tell me cheating isn't already starting. Don't tell me that it's just coincidence that the states that are absolutely swing states that these candidates need to win the White House are now cheating, because it's cheating. You can call it what you want, but it is absolute cheating going on right now. And now that Justice Ginsburg has passed away, now you're already seeing political operatives go to work. And even though Joe Biden's making the statement saying, hey, look, in 46 days, the country chooses a new leader. Therefore, that president, whoever it is, Trump or him, should make the decision for a lifetime appointment of the Supreme Court. I disagree with that. You know why? Because 65 million people in 2016 voted for Donald Trump. And correct me if I'm wrong, Donald Trump is still president until January 20th of 2021. So therefore, yes, Biden, I agree with you, but not the way you're going down the road. The way the road should be gone down is in 2016, America made a decision. And until Donald Trump leaves, based on inauguration, if he loses, he has the right to appoint the justice that he appoints. What say you, friends? Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. What are your thoughts on Justice Ginsburg? What are your thoughts about what needs to happen right now? Will this be chaos? Will streets in America, will cities in America burn to the ground based on who this president nominates? Because think about this for a moment. Think about this for a moment. Remember what happened with Brett Kavanaugh? Do you remember the firestorm with Brett Kavanaugh? The accusations against Brett Kavanaugh? Can you pretty much say that we're a lot more polarized and off the rails now as a country with all this cry for systemic racism, police brutality, cops are bad? I mean, can you pretty much say that if President Trump nominates someone that he sees fit as a conservative, which he's a conservative president, and Mitch McConnell moves forward as he just pledged to vote on Ginsburg's replacement, will we see more cities in America with Antifa and Black Lives Matter burned to the ground? So does this mean that the president has to appease groups? Does the president now have to make a political ploy, a political strategy here, and nominate a more moderate person to the bench? A woman of color, a person of color, to make everybody happy? Is that what's going to happen? Or do we go back to the old school way of doing things? Nominating someone based on their merits, their experience, their character. And if that's a man, so be it. If that's a woman, so be it. If it's a man of color, so be it. If it's a woman of color, so be it. But again, I can tell you this. We are in for a firestorm. No question about it. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Line number six, Bob C., you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, great show.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do anything to appease Democrats. Anything they say, I would do just the opposite. And I don't care about libertarians, liberals, and moderate Republicans. They can all jump in the lake. As soon as that Mitt Romney marched with Black Lives Matter, I lost total respect for him. Total respect. He's a horse's ass, like that other guy said, the other caller. He's absolutely correct. He has no respect. And remember, Roberts, he changed the word penalty to tax to get the I Don't Care Act passed, to pass constitutional muster. I don't depend on him either. So we're screwed. And remember, the Democrats want to rearrange the whole court. They want to put in maybe 10 justices, maybe 12. They have a whole different vision of what the court should be.
And let me tell you something, Bob, and I'll tell you this. It's not only Romney that you have to deal with. You have to deal with Susan Collins. You have to deal with Ben Sasse. I mean, you know, if people think that this is just going to be a slam dunk for the Republicans and maybe it goes to tie and then the vice president decides and breaks that tie, I don't think that's going to be the case. I mean, look at what we're dealing with as a country. I think we're going to have a real war.
Yeah, well, we got one coming anyway, and it's already happening. So let's get into it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you, Bob. No, I appreciate the call, man. Good call. Let's go ahead and get right back to the top of the heap here. Let's go over to Joseph. Joseph, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Steve. So you touched on my solution. I don't believe it's that complicated. I think that President Trump nominates a well-qualified minority woman, and there's got to be plenty of them out there. I don't know the list, you know, federal judges or whatever, which forces these evil Democrats to go on record saying that a minority woman on the court is unacceptable. I don't believe it's that complicated because, in my opinion, the Democrats made a terrible mistake by saying they were going to nominate an African-American woman instead of just saying we're going to nominate the best person we can find.
Yeah. Now, that you bring up a good point, Joseph. The issue is, and you know this, the Democrats have lost their mind. They've had their mind lost for years. So even a woman of color, Hispanic, a black woman, you know, Asian, Muslim, whoever it is that's a conservative, let's say that gets appointed, they're not going to like her regardless. They're going to say, you know, what they've said all along about anybody. I mean, look at what they've said, you know, about Sarah Palin and look at what they say about other conservative women. They pull no punches. They don't care. They don't see it that way. They see a Hispanic or someone in the black community or an Asian or a Muslim or someone else that is a conservative as a sellout.
And there you go. And then they're on record saying that that's unacceptable. I mean, can you imagine if you put Candace Owens out there or somebody like that, somebody who would get right back in their face? But
yeah.
No, that's my comment. I think that it's I think it's a practical solution and let them dig their own graves on it.
Yeah,
and
great call.
Appreciate your show. Appreciate.
I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Great call, Joseph. Yeah, we've got a real S storm in front of us, is what we have. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. We're discussing Justice Ginsburg. She passed away today, 87 years old. Regardless if you liked her or you didn't like her, she was a firebrand in the 70s, championed a lot of liberal causes. Therefore, you know, you got to give her the respect. Her ideology is her ideology. But now we look at the political issues in front of us because of her death and what happens. 702-257-5396. This is Steve Sanchez. Quick break, and then we're going to come back and take more of your calls. Don't go away. Hanging out with you, Friday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Ronald, you're next. Welcome to the program. Ronald, are you there? All right. It looks like Ronald's left the building. I've had calls on hold for a while, but it's been a busy night. I've pretty much had full lines. So trying to get to you. So stay put. Be patient. Let's jump over to line four. Bob, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Well, first of all, thank you again for your show. And I'm going to reserve any comment on the Supreme Court lady.
Ginsburg.
I assure you I don't have the same position you do on her. Okay. But I'm going to pass by that for the moment.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't like her.
Well, I think
I don't like her. I wouldn't have had lunch with her. I wouldn't have went on vacation with her. She invited me over to visit with her. I wouldn't want to visit with her. I don't agree with anything she ever stood for in terms of any ideology that she had, especially on the courts. What I do reserve, as I said, is that I've got to respect someone that, even though I don't agree with their ideology, fought, became something, became successful, even though I think that ideology is way in left field. She was a champion and an icon for the left. I mean, and you know, it's, what do? You can't take away that. I just don't like her ideology. Don't agree with it at all.
Well, I agree with the points you just made are irrefutable, and so I can't refute that. But to hold the highest honor in the highest land, and to I don't want to get into it because it'll go negative. Now, here's the point. Here's the point I want to make. I have accommodated. I have appeased these vile, vulgar, sinister Democratic Party people since the beginning of Trump. They've gone after his family. They've gone. Yep. It's the most nasty thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
Rioting in the streets, beating people up, BLM. I mean, all of that. Let me put it like this. God works in the most mysterious of ways, and I'm all in. And I don't want to hear any crybaby stuff. I don't want to hear it from Romney. I don't want to hear it from Murkowski. I don't want to hear it from none of these people. The point is that this is our time to come, and it damn well ought to be done. And also, I don't want to hear this female stuff. The last thing we need in these coming times is another female on that court. The things that are coming up are going to be hand-to-hand combat nearly. Now, by God. But in the meantime, I just can't. We're headed into the most difficult of times out of all the times, and the highest land, the highest honor, the highest position. I really think this man is some kind of archangel. I realize I'm all over the board here, but I'm just amazed at the pieces that are in play that are coming together. This is, you couldn't write this kind of stuff up.
No, and I mean, I think this is why a lot of people were blown away with what happened. Now, here I'll tell you this. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. You know, we're going to see a war. There's going to be this. There's going to be that happens. But, you know, the truth of the matter is I don't mind another woman on the Supreme Court bench. I don't. I like conservative women. You know, Nikki Haley, I'm not saying we should, you know, nominate her. She's not qualified, in my opinion, to be on the bench. But, I mean, there are conservative firebrands that can hold their own. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Bob. There's a lot of women that'll kick a guy's ass. I'm just going to be straight with you, hand-to-hand combat. Believe me, ask, what's her name, producer name, Ronda Rousey, UFC. I'll tell you this, don't piss her off. You might get a knuckle sandwich. So, I mean, the truth is that I'm one of those conservatives that believe in pure conservatism. And, you know, the truth is I don't care who they are unless they need to be qualified. And they need to follow a true conservative outlook and approach, Bob. That's what I'm saying. And I don't want any swaying from that. It could be a man. It could be a woman. I mean, come on, Bob. In all fairness, I mean, you know, Justice John Roberts, I mean, he needs to be the hell out of there. And he's a man. He has no business being there. He's a schlump. So, you know, at the end of the day, I know the president is going to be able to choose someone. And I hope it's based on their merits, their character, their expertise, and I hope it's not following, well, it has to be a woman of color and things like that. I don't mind it being a woman of color, but I want the person to be the person that's the most qualified, either being a man or a woman, Hispanic, black, white, brown, pink with polka dots, I don't care. Conservative, that's what I want. The president deserves that. The president is the president. 65 million people in 2016 elected him. Therefore, he is still president, regardless if he loses November 3rd or not, until January 20th of 2021. He should have the right to be able to nominate his justice, and the Senate needs to grow a pair of nards and make sure that they make it happen. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. We'll be right back. Friday edition of the show. Glad to be hanging out with you this half hour, being brought to you by Germ Hero. Who is Germ Hero? The number one disinfection and sanitizing service in all of Las Vegas. They handle your home, they handle your business. And the reason I love Germ Hero and I want you to know about them is because, well, we're in a pandemic. And even aside from being in a pandemic, we get flu viruses, we get viruses just going around all year, and they guarantee to kill 99.99% of germs, bacteria, viruses, flu, pathogens, mold, and fungi. If you got allergies, these guys can take care of you. If you want to make sure that viruses are escaping your home and business so that you're clean and your family's clean, these guys are for you. Now, look, 100% safe for humans and pets and the environment. I know that's important to you. It's non-toxic. It's non-harmful, non-abrasive. And here's the deal. They have the fastest turnaround in the whole valley. But more important than that, Germ Hero is three times more affordable than all the competitors out there. And believe me, I have looked. They're flexible. They have secure online estimates and they have longer hours. They work in the evenings. They work early mornings. They work on the weekends around your busy schedule. Now, for you, this audience only, when you call to ask for your free online estimate and you book a service with Germ Hero, they will take care of up to three of your vehicles at no charge. That's right. You have them come and do your home. You have them come and do your office. They will handle up to three of your vehicles, no charge, and make sure they're sanitized and disinfected as well. Visit them at germhero.com. That's germhero.com, or you can simply call them at 1-800-497-1488. 1-800-497-1488. Germ Hero is the only company the Steve Sanchez Show trusts for their business, for their studios, for their home, and I want you to trust them as well. GermHero.com or 1-800-497-1488. All right, we got a lot of calls on hold, so let's go ahead and get right back to business. Up next is Carlos. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, we already got an Irish Kagan and the Hispanic Sotomayor. What about an Italian blonde named Bundy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're conservative. I mean, I don't mind. What do you think?
Yeah, she's fantastic. You know, I'm talking about the attorney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I have no problem with a woman conservative. I mean, you know, if they have the experience and they're going to do their job the way it's supposed to be, you know, I have no problem if it's a woman, if it's a man, you know, black, white, brown, blue, purple. I don't care.
Because that's a color in the crayon box that you always talk about, right?
Yeah, every color in the crayon box. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. They just have to be conservative and they have to basically hold true and really make their decisions based on the Constitution.
Is Scott from Carolina, is he an attorney?
Who's that now?
Scott, the South Carolina senator.
Oh, you mean Tim Scott?
Yeah, is he an attorney?
You know, I think he is an attorney. I'm not sure. Producer Nate's going to check on that. I thought he always was an attorney, but we'll know here in a second.
Great show, Steve.
No, I appreciate that, Carlos. No, thank you very much. He's not. Okay.
Yeah, good weekend.
All right, Carlos, he's not. Producer Nate just checked, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. Senator Scott is not an attorney. You know, Ted Cruz is a good guy that brings up brings a good point. One thing about Ted Cruz, and look, and I know there are problems between Ted Cruz and President Trump during the whole nomination process. And I know some people don't care for the fact that, you know, Ted Cruz's wife has some ties to some globalists. And, you know, I think when you've been in Washington, D.C. a long time and you've been in politics a long time, you're going to run across paths of globalists. There are going to be times you do business with them. It's almost inevitable. It doesn't mean you are one of them. I mean, that's what we have to be very careful of before we start throwing that label. But when it comes to the Constitution, when it comes to what I believe is a rule of law and strictly made upon the Constitution, I think Ted Cruz would be that guy. I really do. The president's short list includes Tom Cotton, Daniel Cameron, Bridget Bade, and Paul Clement, Stuart Duncan, Steve Engel, Noel Francisco, Josh Hawley, James Ho, Gregory Katsas, Barbara Lagoa, Christopher Landau, Carlos Muniz, Martha Picold, Peter Phipps, Sarah Pitlick, Allison Rushing, Kate Todd, Lawrence Van Dyke, all phenomenal names, phenomenal backgrounds, phenomenal careers, true conservatives that I believe would uphold the Constitution. So, you know, in terms of, you know, the president being fair and balanced in terms of looking at not just men, but women, I think the president looks at the candidates, not like, oh, this is a woman, we better put her on there. The president doesn't roll that way. He didn't roll that way during business. You know, when you go back and you look at the, at President Trump, when he was just Donald Trump, then the president of the Trump Organization, many women, executives came out on his behalf and said, look, the president's always been fair, appointing many women to high-level executive positions, because the president doesn't look at, well, you're a man, you're a woman, we got to be fair. No, he looks at the talent, the expertise, the credibility. So this is a very good short list of his nominees, the potentials. You know, who is that going to be? We're going to find out relatively soon. If Mitch McConnell is serious, just about 30 minutes ago, pledging that the Senate will vote on Ginsburg's replacement before the election, then I'm going to have to take him at his word. We'll see what happens. Biden is saying something completely different. Pelosi is saying something completely different. And of course, on Monday, when everybody has a chance to take a deep breath over the weekend, talk to all the political pundits, lobbyists, special interests, and all the things that go along with this, sadly, on Monday, I guess we're going to see where we're really going and how we're going to go down this road if, in fact, the president's going to move forward on that nomination process. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to business. Bill, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Steve. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Yep. Here's a quote. Sharia law is a better form of law than the United States has. You know who said that? The late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That was one of her quotes, but I don't want to stay with something like that. You're not supposed to speak bad about the dead. But, Steve, you know, what goes around comes around. This is a good opportunity for Republicans to play hardball like their adversaries have been playing. What they did to Judge Kavanaugh, with his VP running for the VP situation now. You know, God sees the truth, but he waits. And, you know, there's three words called Roe v. Wade.
Yeah.
And look up, because we put up with this stuff for a long, long time, going against God's will. And it's just, you know, what goes around comes around. And there's a lady that graduated from Notre Dame. She's a judge. Circuit judge. She has like six or eight children, a great lady judge, and that's one of the people that I think they're interested in, along with Pam Bondi. I'd like to hear your comments on these things.
No, I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you. And, you know, again, I have nothing in common with Justice Ginsburg's ideology. I don't. And you know, again, thoughts and prayers for her family. She's passed away, and I'm not one that likes to comment on those that have died, and especially so fresh of a death. But, you know, I've also believed that when you're in the public eye and you're in politics and you have a position like the Supreme Court, then it's fair to discuss ideology, decisions, behaviors, character, and right now, being that we are in an election process, I think it's fair to discuss the political situation at hand. And that's exactly what we're doing. So, although the person of Ginsburg is passed, the seat that she vacates is available and the country moves forward. Just like, for instance, when President Kennedy was assassinated, you know, immediately, Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as president. And even though the country mourned and it was shocking, the business of the country still has to move on. It's a continued life of the country's living. It's almost like a living trust. The country continues to move forward. And regardless of how we mourn and how we feel. And that's exactly, again, the great example with Kennedy. And so that's what we're facing here. And I personally, like JD in the first hour, I don't believe the Supreme Court should have a lifetime appointment. I think that's ridiculous. But it is what it is. And I'm not a guy that's going to be able to change it. I don't know if it'll ever change, but it is what it is. I think, as JD had mentioned, 12 years is more than enough, but it is what it is. It's a lifetime appointment, and elections have consequences. And in 2016, 65 million people elected Donald Trump. He's still the president until January 20th of 2021. Mitch McConnell is still the senator until the new session in January, or at least the Senate majority leader, unless, you know, he gets replaced or retains that position based on if the Senate stays in Republican control. They have a responsibility to their party. They have a responsibility to the people that elected them. The election is coming, but those that elected this president still have the right to have their voice, their ideology in place. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, the president's not been reelected, nor has he lost. And regardless of which way it goes, let's say he does lose, he's still the president till January 20th. So the voters, 65 million of them that elected him in 2016, still get the benefit of this president. And that means, like it or not, he gets to appoint a Supreme Court justice. And the Senate either nominates, approves, or they stop it. That's really what's going to be discussed and debated over these next few days and weeks. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Quick break, and we're going to come back and take the rest of these calls. Don't go away.
You go, but I don't know. I don't mind at all. It's getting so you
all
never
right,
know
back.
When things are better.
Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. Friday edition of the show. It is Friday again. My goodness, it flies by. It blows my mind. It's the weekend, then before you know, it's Monday. So, if you're going into your weekend and you might go out and hit the lake, you might go up to Mount Charleston, take a ride, just go around town. Things are kind of starting to open up again. You need to quench your thirst. You need to hydrate yourself. Real water. Trust me. You need to be putting this in your body. I've been drinking real water, beyond alkalinity, negative ions, for close to 2 years. It has done wonders for me. It's helped build my immune system. I used to get sick a lot, sinus infections, earaches, and I can only attribute, for me personally, that real water, because of the alkalinity, because of the negative ions infused in this water. By the way, it's the only bottled water in America that does that, and there's a huge science behind it, has helped me. And it could probably help you. How do you find out? Go to drinkrealwater.com. It's real simple. And you can take advantage of the Steve Sanchez special. That is office or home delivery. 4 5-gallon bottles of water for $20 delivered to your office or home. I mean, you can't beat that. 4 5-gallon bottles of water delivered right to your home. It's good water, beyond alkalinity, negative ions. I drink it. I know you'll drink it. Everybody that I've turned on to it loves the water. You can find it at Terrible Hearst, Costco, Sprouts, Whole Foods. And of course, you can go again right to drinkrealwater.com. Let's go ahead and take a couple of these calls before we bounce out of here. BC, you're next. Welcome to the program.
What's up, brother? Hey.
How you doing, man?
I don't think – pretty good, dude. I don't think we can nominate a dude this time for the Supreme Court, just because I think it's going to give the left leverage to bring up fake rape cases in college and all that other stuff. You know that's going to happen if they bring up a guy, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
line up the door, man. So I like Judge Jean Pirro. That's my opinion, though. I think she'd be great for the Supreme Court.
You know, Judge Jean, you mean from Fox News?
Yeah, Fox News.
Yeah,
now,
no, she's great. She's great. She's a firebrand, but she's a little bit of a maverick. So, you know, you got to be a team player when you're on the courts. But I agree with what you're saying about a woman, and I'll tell you, Barbara Lagoa is a really good choice, you know, out of Florida. She was a Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court of Florida. So she's got some of that experience there. So, you know, she, I think, is a really, really great choice. I'm not real familiar with a couple of the other women that have been appointed. I know who they are. I'm just not familiar with a lot of their body of work. I've heard good things about Bridget Bade, but, definitely, you know, Barbara, Lagoa is probably a really good choice.
Trump has leverage, too. I mean, if he wants, I don't know if it's too late. He could even do something like, you know, all right, let's wait to nominate somebody, but no mail-in ballots.
Yeah, no, there's, yeah, there is a lot of leverage that the president has, for sure. And I got a bounce, buddy, but I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we're going to see what happens. Monday, it really is on Monday, believe me. It is definitely on. Let's take one more call before we bounce. Alex, you got about 1 minute before we bounce out of here. You've got the floor.
I think we need to play hardball. The Democrats are evil people. They removed God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, as we saw at the convention with the Democrats. The other thing is we've got a great chance. I'm working on Trump campaign. I'm seeing a lot of Hispanics that are not happy with the Democratic Party. It is our chance to bring in the Hispanics to the Republican Party and turn this country around. I suggest, and I know there's going to be eyes rolling, pick a Hispanic. If it's a woman, even better. Because you know what? If she's conservative and she loves America and loves the Constitution, this country, we will not have to fight the Democrats that much anymore, because we will bring on millions of people to the Republican Party, and we will not be struggling to win conservative ideas anymore.
I think you bring up some good points, man.
I'm an Hispanic.
Well, I appreciate that, bro. Thank you. And you bring up some good points. Have a good weekend. I'll tell you this. I'll leave it right there, but I'll tell you, when you're speaking about Hispanics, the Democratic Party in Nevada has basically said that Adam Laxalt, Sheldon Adelson, and Steve Sanchez need to be stopped because we're dangerous. So I just thought I'd share that with you. So I guess I've made it to the big time when the Democrats think that I need to be stopped. But guess what? You can't stop what God has destined. I'll just leave it right there. And I do appreciate everybody that called tonight, everybody that's listening, all the team. Thanks for all your hard work. Ashley, welcome aboard once again. Thank you for being here. I want everybody to have a good weekend. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve, visit thestevesanchezshow.com.